Where the Braves have scored at least 10. And on cue, Michael Harris is going to add on. Third homer of the series for Harris. It's 12-3.
That call, courtesy Brandon Godden, Bally Sports, as the Braves offense just erupts, beating the Reds 15-3. So you heard Money Mike had the solo shot there. Matt Olson hit two of Atlanta's six home runs total, and Chris Sale is now gets his MLB leading 18th win on the season.
Yeah, I
Cy Young, right?
If Chris Sale doesn't win the Cy Young this year, in fact, if he's not unanimous first place votes, if he doesn't win the Cy Young, I won't do that part because there's always someone.
Like, you're setting yourself up angry.
If he doesn't win the Cy Young, I will sit in silence for an entire show. I will sit here and not speak because it will be robbery. I will sit here in this chair and I will abstain from speaking for a one show.
I'm not sure if that's better or worse for us, but
I'm going to tell you how hard that would be for me. That's how good he's been. He grinded a little bit yesterday in only five innings. Matt Olson has been on fire since sometime in August at this point. I mean, he's now up to 28 homers. He hit a three-run homer at one point. Him and Harris combined to go 5-for-8 with 8 RBIs, 4 home runs, 7 runs scored. And it's just that was a phenomenal stat line from him and Michael Harris.
I want you to talk a little bit, too, because you and I talked this morning in the build-up to the show about how some of these numbers are shaping into numbers that we didn't imagine midway through the year that we would see from this Braves team.
Yeah, I think you're going to get to the end of the year, Mike. And you say, well, Marcell Ozuna, 40 homers, thereabouts, 100-something RBIs. Matt Olson, 30 homers, 100-something RBIs. And you're going to say, you know, Olson had a great year last year, like a career year.
Yeah.
This year has been exactly who he is, which is 30-plus homers, 100-plus RBIs, you know, right around 300 on base. That's who he's been, a very good defensive player. That is a very good back of the baseball card. It just has not looked the way we thought it was going to look.
Definitely.
The Braves have become the first team in Major League history to hit 4 three-run homers in a game. That's according to Elias Sports. They remain 2 games behind the final NL wildcard spot. Speaking of MLB history, Shohei Ohtani, just to make sure we want to get this in here, becomes the first player to join the MLB's 50-50 club. That's 50-plus home runs and 50-plus stolen bases in a single season. Your thoughts real quickly.
It was historic because of the 50-50, but it took it to another level the way he did it. The 6-for-6, I mean, 10 RBIs.
It's insane.
Got people, they showed a video of one of the home run balls, and they're literally fighting each other. People are going to be talking about this day that they were there to see one of the greatest performances you've ever seen in one game at the plate.